二人抢在一起。
OK, now a lot of people argue from this passage, say, well, now the way God created woman is, God created woman to be the help to man.
所以有人说，其实这段圣经讲说，神造女人的缘故，是因为要人需要一个配偶来帮助他。
Therefore, woman should be under man because man is a leader, woman is a helper.
所以女人的地位是应该比较低，因为人男人是带领的，女人是帮助的。
However, that kind of statement is not quite accurate.
可是这样的话不是完全的正确。
The reason why is true over here.God said the woman is the help of man.
神的确在这里说，这个女人是一个配偶，帮助这个男人。
However, helper is does not necessarily below.
可是一个帮助的并不见得是地位比较。
Let me give you one example.
我想给各位。
In Psalm 122, verse 1 and 2.
诗篇。
121.
121篇。
Psalm 121.
诗篇一百二十一篇，在旧约七百五十三页
，verse one and two，
第一节第二节。
Okay, let's read verse one in English. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come?
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Now, over here, this passage says, God is our help. Same word.
圣经说，神是我们的帮助。
Therefore, it said, God is lower than me, right?
所以这跟在创世纪那里是用同样的字，所以我们不能说神比我们地位要低。
Therefore, to argue, since man, woman is created to be helper of man, therefore they ought to be lower than man.That argument does not sustain anything.
所以如果有人说因为这个神造女人帮助男人，所以女人地位比较低，这个话是站不住的。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Over there, again, a lot of people talk like that. Well, it's talk about woman should submit yourself to your husband.
讲到做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
Okay, let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.
以弗所书五章二十二节，新约两百七十三页。
Now over there, let me just read it, verse 21, and a lot of people just read verse 22 and forget about the rest.
有人只念第二十二节，却忘记了他们附近的境界。
22nd say, wife, be subject to your husband as to the Lord.
在二十二节，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
But really, in verse 22, there is no verb.In Greek,
在第二十二节，在希腊文原文里头
没有
动
词，不是说你夫人要顺服你的丈夫，没有动词。
在这里没有这个。
That verb come from verse 21.
在它的这个动词是从二十一节来的。
Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ, wife, your husband. That's what Greek means. Read.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。你们做妻子，就当如此对自己的。
Therefore, woman subjecting to her husband is qualified by subject to one another in verse 21.
所以这里的动词其实受，是从二十一节来的，其实是彼此顺服的意思。
Therefore, it is talking about if we ought to be subject one to another, not merely wife subject to husband.
所以这里真的讲的应该是我们彼此顺服，而不仅仅是妻子当顺服自己的丈夫。
Again, really, what the meaning of this subject yourself one to another? What does it mean?
怎么叫做彼此顺服呢
？Well, suppose I say, well, we submit to one another. I give you command and you give me command. Is that you are my leader and I'm your leader? Is that the kind of thing?
这彼此顺服就是我们彼此发命令，我们大家都做头。
How do you do it?
怎么样叫彼此顺服呢
？Really, this meaning is submit one to another. Really means this.
彼此顺服实在是这个意思。
Namely, to treat another person with the same kind of consideration with which you treat yourself.
就是你对待你的另外一位，跟你对待你自己的态度一样。
Almost you say You are as valuable as I am. Therefore, I will not take advantage of you. And I am as valuable as you are, and you will not take advantage of me.
你跟我是同样的重要跟有价值，所以我不占你的便宜，但我也跟你有同样的价值，所以你也不占我的便宜。
That is basically the basic attitude we should be talking about in the Bible.
这是圣经里的基本要教的态度。
Of course, another people like to refer, talk about Ephesians chapter 4, 15, 16, there are quite a few places. Let me just read a few places.
所以说是第四章十五十六节还有好几处其他地方。
Okay, let's look at Ephesians 4, 15, 16.
Ephesians 4, 15, 16.
Of course, many times people talk about, okay, the man is the head of woman.
有人说男人 是女子的头。
But the question is what does head mean in the Bible?
可是做头到底什么意思呢？
Okay, let's read Ephesians chapter 4.
我们看Ephesians 4, 第四章。
15 and 16.Let's see what the head means.
这个做元首做头。
Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，乃是长进，连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and abuse itself in love.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Now, what the meaning of head in this passage?
在这里讲的元首是什么意思呢？
Christ is head.
基督是这个头，元首。
And what does the head mean? What is the function of the head?
这个元首的功用是什么呢？
Not the head giving command and the rest following him.
并不是说这个头就出命令，其他的就跟着。
But the head.Enables the body to grow.
头是让这个身体能够渐渐长增长。
Yes, husband is the head of wife.
是这个丈夫是妻子的头。
And what is the function of the head?
这个头的功用是什么呢？
Namely, to enable your wife to grow.
就是让你的妻子能够长进。
Well, we can look at several other passages, but basically, the focal man is the head of woman, the passage really basically means this kind of thing.
是有别的地方也有类似的经节，不都是这样的意思。
But let me talk about other people. Like, as a matter of somebody asked me since last night.
就是在昨晚的聚会完了以后，有人也问我这样的问题。
Let's look at two, three passages.
我们看两三节圣经。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 to 15. 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书。
2:11.
第二章第十一节新约298页
Let's just read verse 11 and 12
第十一节第十二节
Let a woman learn in silence with all submissiveness
女人要沉静学道一味的顺服
I permit no woman to teach or to have authority over men she is to keep silent
我不许女人讲道也不许她辖管男人只要沉静
1 Corinthians chapter 14
Corinthians 前书14章
Verse 33
33节
1 Corinthians 14, 33
Corinthians 前书14章33
For God is not a God of confusion but of peace
因为神不是叫人混乱乃是叫人安静
As in all the churches of the saints
像在众圣徒的教会一样
The woman should keep silence in the churches
妇女在会中要闭口不言
For they are not permitted to speak but should be subordinate as even the law says
因为不准他们说话他们总要顺服正如律法所说的
And Paul does write something like that
保罗的确是写了这样
Therefore somebody said that well therefore we should not have a woman standing in front of the congregation a woman should not teach should not be teaching
所以我们有人就说在教会里头妇女不应该站在台前
And they think that
也不能够教导
They think that they are really obeying the instruction of the Bible
他们觉得他们是读守圣经的
OK let's look at what really the Bible says
我们可是如果仔细看圣经到底是怎么讲呢
Let's look at a few passages first
我们来看几段有关的
Let's look at again OK what I'm going to say is that Again, we should not just look at some pieces of the scripture.
我们不能够断章取义。
We need to look at the whole gamut, all the data in the Bible regarding women speaking in the congregation.
我们一定要在全部的圣经找妇女在这个会中的地位。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
Verse 17 and 18.
十七到十八节。
Acts chapter 2, 17 and 18.
《使徒行传》第二章十七到十八节。
Okay, let's read 17 in Chinese and 18 in English.
我们十七节用中文念。神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
Verse 18.Yeah, and all my men servants and my maid servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Now, do you see?
Some women, God will pour their spirit on some women.
我们知道神的灵要浇灌一些女人。
And this woman will prophesy.
这些女人也要说预言。
Even from Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 5.
即使对保罗说哥林多前书十一章
First Corinthians 11 5
哥林多前书十一章第五节
But any woman who prays or prophesies with her head unveiled dishonors her head.
这里说凡女人祷告或是讲道若不蒙着头就羞辱自己的头。
Did Paul allow women to speak in the congregation?
保罗准不准女人在会中讲道呢？
He did, right?
他准的。
The only restriction is she should have her head covered.
就是一个条件就是说她要蒙着头讲。
Of course that covering is...Cultural issue, we don't have to talk about it today. If you have questions, I'll ask the question later.
那个蒙头是跟当时的习惯有关啊，我今天不预备多谈。
Look at Acts chapter 21.
在使徒行传二十一章。
21 verse 9.
二十一章第九节。今天196页。
Acts 21, 9.
使徒行传二十一章第九节。
我们也 talk about Philip, the evangelist.
在这里讲的传福音的菲利。
Okay, verse 9. And he had four unmarried daughters who prophesied.
他说他有四个女儿都是处女，是说预言的。
Are his daughter men or women?
他的女儿是男的还是女的呢？
And they prophesied.
他们也在说预言。
Acts 18:36.
使徒行传十八章。二十六节
Acts 18:26
十八章二十六节
Talk about Apollos
这里讲到
Apollos OK let's read verse 24
从二十四节开始
Now a Jew named Apollos a native of Alexandria came to Ephesus He was an eloquent man well versed in the scriptures
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所他生在亚历山大是有学问的最能讲解圣经
Verse 26
节
He began to speak boldly in the synagogue
他在会堂里放胆讲道
Next in Poland But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him They took him and expounded to him the way of God more accurately
可是当百基拉雅居拉听见就接他来将神的道给他讲解更加详细
Who is Priscilla?
百基拉是谁呢
Is a man?
他是男人吗
？A woman，
他是女人吗
？Priscilla， woman，
这个百基拉是女人。
Took Apollos，
他就带着跟亚波罗接他来。
And then Priscilla took Apollos， a man，
这个百基拉也跟亚波罗就是一个男，这个女的跟这个男的跟他讲解神的道。
Another place，
还有
Roman chapter 16，
罗马书十六章。
Verse 1,
第一节
I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deaconess of the church at Cenchreae.
他说我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是天格里教会中的女执事。
That you may receive her in the Lord as befit the saints, and help her in whatever she may require from you, for she has been a helper of many and of myself as well.
请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的体统，她在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助她，因她素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
Now, Phoebe, is she a woman or man?
Phoebe 是男人还是女人呢？
啊？I commend to you our sister, Phoebe.
我们的姐妹 Phoebe.
Sure, she is a woman, right?
她是女的。
And she is a deaconess of the church at Cenchreae.
她是天格里教会中的女执事。
Deaconess. Now she has any authority in the church.
她在教会里头有没有权柄呢？
And then talk about she helped. She has been a helper of many and of myself as well.
他也素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
Now that word helper there really means something who is at the chief of the party, who is a, almost like a chairman of the committee.
他说在这里这个帮助的意思就是他是以这个一个委员会的主席的身份帮助人。
Therefore, what we can see here is in the New Testament, many women were teaching, many women were speaking in the congregation, many women were.Taking some leadership in the church.
所以我们在这里看到，在那里的教会有很多姐妹服侍，也有些姐妹教导，她们也在教会里头负相当的责任。
Therefore, to take Timothy, First Timothy chapter 2 and First Corinthians chapter 14 to say, okay, women should not speak in church is really exegetically or hermeneutically something wrong.
所以如果只用哥林多前书跟提摩太书那里讲到不准女人讲道的事情来这个不准姐妹们在教会里讲道，他在解经方面有相当大的问题。
Even in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is that clearly talk about woman prophesying in the church, praise and prophesy in the church.
在同样的一本书哥林多前书11章里也讲到女人在教会里讲道跟祷告的事情。
Then what is the problem with 1 Corinthians chapter 14or First Timothy chapter 2. What's Paul talking about?
保罗在哥林多前书十四章那个提摩太前书第二章那里讲的到底是为什么呢？
Okay, in First Corinthians chapter 14, let's look at more carefully.
我们再仔细看一下哥林多前书十四章。
Let's read from verse 29.
从第二十九节开始念。
Let me read.29. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said.
至于做先知讲道的，只好两个人或是三个人，其余的就当慎思明辨。
Now over there, you do not say, yeah, okay, I have some movement from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit speaking me something. I want to speak in the church. Paul say, if such a person want to speak in the church, let only two or three speak. For the rest, what do you do? You do not say, well, brother Shen claim that he's a prophet.So whatever he said is right. I accept it. If I don't accept it, I'm against the Holy Spirit. Paul didn't say that.
他这里讲到人对先知讲到的态度，他说不是我们一有感动就起来讲。如果有人有感动，只有两三个可以讲，但其余的就当慎思明辨。
Now we ought to evaluate what he says, whether it's right or not.
所以如果有人以先知身份讲到，我们要分辨他讲的是不是对。
Okay, let me skip over to read verse 32.
我们跳到三十二节。
And the spirit of prophets are subject to prophets.
先知的灵原是顺服先知的。
33, important. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
第三节很重要，因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
And then, verse 33, that later, as in all churches of the saints, the woman should keep silence in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak.But should be subordinate as even the Lord says.
接着三十四节就说妇女在会中要闭口不言，像在圣徒的众教会一样，因为不准他们说话，他们总要顺服，正如律法所说的。
35. If there is anything they desire to know, let them ask their husband at home.
三十五节，他们若要学什么，可以在家里问自己的丈夫。
Okay, in this context, why Paul would not allow women to speak?
在这种情况下，为什么保罗不准姐妹们讲道呢？
This occasion is when the church, the congregation is evaluating the message of so-called prophets.
在这里就是提到的情况，就是这个会众正在明辨这个先知所讲的。
Somebody claims to be a prophet and speak some message.
有些人说他是先知，他就讲了一些话。
And then the rest of the congregation should be evaluating whether what he says is right or not.
剩下的这些，就是这些会众听了以后，他们就在那里慎思明辨，想知道讲的是与不是。
And at that time, Paul say, I do not want women to speak.
就在这种时候，这妇女在会中不能讲话。
Why?
为什么呢？
Again, it has to do with the cultural background.
所以这里又跟这个当时的文化背景有关。
At that time, the first century women were not very educated.
那时候在第一世纪的时候，妇女们受的教育比较低。
They were not equipped to be able to test, be able to verify, be able to evaluate the content of the message of the prophet.
所以他们没有受过那些训练，就是说如何才能够分辨先知讲的是与不是。
Therefore, what they say probably is not evaluating, but what they say, they ask is, hey, what does he say? Hey, what does he mean? Just create confusion in the church.
所以他们在那里可能是问来问去说，哎，那他刚才讲的是什么呢？因此造成教会中间的。
Therefore, Paul say, in order to preserve the order in the church.
所以保罗在这里说，因为为了要维持教会的秩序
，Paul say, you woman.你这样未经问过后，我们就 ask your husband。
就如果你要想知道先知道讲到底是什么，就在家里问自己的丈夫。
Rather than asking that kind of question and disturb the meeting, the order of the meeting。
所以，就是你不，他不希望这些妇女在当时乱问，以至于影响到聚会，让聚会混乱。
How about First Timothy? Same thing。
在提摩太前书也是类似的情
形。In the situation of First Timothy, Paul say, "I do not permit women to speak."
在提摩太前书，保罗说：“我不许女人讲道。”
I said one more probable interpretation is, of course, in Greek, the present tense can be translated as present progressive.
在希腊原文里头，现在时也可以变成现在进行式。
Therefore, over there, what Paul is saying is this.
所以保罗在这里其实是这样说。
Paul is saying, I am now not.Permitting women to teach or to have authority because they have not yet learned yet.
保罗在这里说，我现在是不准女人讲道，也不许她管男人，因为在这个时候他们还没有学会。
See, in the context, Paul talk about let a woman learn in silence with all submissiveness.
所以他在十一节，女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。
Paul is really talking about.Again, under the first century condition, women did not have enough opportunity for education.
保罗就再一次用到第一世纪那时候的文化背景，那时候的女子没有受过很好的教育。
Therefore, they are not qualified to teach.
没有资格教导。
Because they are not prepared to teach.
因为他们没有教导人的准备。
Therefore, Paul wants them to learn first.
所以保罗希望他们先学。
You learn first, and later begin to teach.
先学，然后再教人。
So Paul does not seem to be laying down the unchanging principle or commandment that women should not speak in the church at all.
所以保罗并不是在这里提出一些不可改的圣经上的绝对的原则。
Otherwise, as I showed you earlier in so many passages, the woman was taking leadership in the church. Then you have to say New Testament contradicting itself.
要不然的话，你就不能够解释，就是我刚才提到其他的。经节讲到女人在教会的服事，你就必须说这个圣经是冲突的。
But if we understand the cultural background out of the time,
如果我们明白那时候的文化背景
，we will know why Paul make that kind of commandment.
我们就可以知道保罗为什么有这样子的命令。
But when we apply that principle to today,
可当我们把这些命令用在今天呢
？Again, same thing. If a person is not qualified, he better not speak.
这个原则就是说，如果你没有资格，你最好不要讲话。
But today, we do have quite a few ladies who are well educated.
所以我们今天有很多姐妹，她们受过很好的教育。
They are prepared.
她们预备好。
Therefore, there is no problem with women speaking in church.
所以在她们在聚会里讲话是没有问题的。
Well, I guess I succeed in leaving about 15 minutes for you to ask questions.
所以我给各位留十五分钟问问题。
Why you want to challenge me? Go ahead.
You're talking about some well-educated women at the time. Anyway, right?
Very few, very few. So they are very exceptional. That's the reason why Paul didn't object teaching Apollos.
就刚才提到几位女子是例外，她们受过教育，她们可以教导。
Because the preacher will really know the case very well.
感激啦。
Who is that first? Okay, go ahead.
你说那个 well equipped, 这个 well equipped 是指哪一方面的 well equipped? 你刚刚说现在的女孩当中有受到很好的教育，但今天教育并不是真正属于上
帝。Oh yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
你所谓的 well equipped 是哪一方面的？
What kind of teaching or training should a woman have? Are you talking about secular training or spiritual?
Okay. I'm talking about she's well equipped.Trained to speak on the topic she's speaking.
就是说，对于他所讲的、okay. 所要讲的题目，他有训练。
当然。
So let me
say this. Okay, I try to be extreme. Okay, use some kind of extreme example. Okay, suppose a lady has a PhD in, say, space science.
如果一位姐妹在太空科学上她有博士学位
but she know nothing about the Bible
所以她对圣经不很了解
we sure do not want invite her to speak in the church
就我们 不会请她在教会里来讲解
but probably we can invite her to talk about some kind of space exploration
所以我们可以请她来讲这个太空旅游的事情
but we would not let her speak in our parent 会 or something like that See, that's not completely out of her field
我们不在
Right.
就是说你怎么样去有谁来 judge 这一个人是不是 well equipped?
Who is there to judge whether the person is well equipped or not?
牧师长老同工
Elders?
Yeah, they,
deacons?
Yeah, the leader of the church probably. Usually, who is responsible for inviting the speaker?
对那个负责请讲员的人来决定。
对对对。Apparently, man too. Yeah, right.
对弟兄也是一样。
The reason why Paul kept talking about women is because at that time, the problem is this. Okay, let me say something here. Ask you some time. The Corinthian, particularly the Corinthian woman, misunderstood Paul's message, the application, the implication of Paul's message.
在特别是哥林多教会那些姐妹常常没有听清楚保罗主要讲什么。
Because Paul talked about in Christ, we are all equal, male and female equal.
保罗说我们在主里是平等的。
And as a matter of fact, if you are in Corinth in the first century, it will shock you to read that way Paul wrote it.
如果你是真是当代在哥林多教住的人，你会是。
Let me just give you
保罗所写的。
Let me just give you one example here.
我给各位一个例子。
It is shocking for the people in Corinth to read this statement.
所以哥林多的人看见这一句话是实在是会很惊异。
But 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 3。
哥林多前书第七章第三节。
1 Corinthians 7 3。
哥林多前书第七章第三节。
The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband.
丈夫当用合一之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。
For the wife does not rule over her own body, but the husband does.
妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫。
The next word is shocking. Likewise, the husband does not rule over his own body, but the wife does.
下面是很突出的，丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。
In the first century, that's never heard.
在第一世纪的人不常听见这样的话。
Okay, the Corinthian woman, the woman in Corinth, her Paul message.
在哥林多的女子们，她们听见保罗这样讲。
Hey, from now on, we are equal with men.
从现在开始，我们跟男子是平等的。
Therefore, what man can do, I can do too. I can do as well.
可以做的事情，我也可以。
I hate to use the example, but let me say, what I'm going to tell you is not true, okay?
不想。这个例子，不过我是告诉你真实的事。
I'm going to tell an example. It's not true. So,
我现在要